In a bit of a change of topic, I'd like to talk about climate change and more specifically, what impact the fashion world has on it. The secondhand clothing market is big business, over $140 billion a year globally. Last month, Assembly Label, a large fashion brand, announced Reworn, a program that uses donated Assembly Label items and resells them at half the original sales price. The CEO said that it was inspired by circular practices and resource recovery that they'd seen elsewhere. So to discuss this further, I was joined earlier in the week by Dr. Taylor Bridges, research principal at the Institute for Sustainable Futures, just to talk about why this is important.
Should this program, and in reality will it, encourage other companies to do the same kind of thing?
I think that what Reworn and is doing is it's a pretty exciting thing in terms of giving a brand starting to take ownership for their garments at end of life. And we already are seeing the secondhand market growing. I think it's estimated to be worth around $145 billion a year globally. But thus far, we haven't really seen brands take these resale programs in-house. It's often your Depops, it's your eBays, it's your Gumtrees, those types of platforms that are doing a lot of the reselling. And on the one hand, we talk about the kind of the profit motives and the opportunities for businesses, but it really is exciting to see that brands are trying to give their customers an alternative to when you're done with that item, maybe it's still in really good shape. Landfill isn't the best way to go about it.
Sure. And in your opinion, is this just pandering to the rise of environmental concern in order to receive an increase in profit, like basically greenwashing?
There's a couple parts to that question. So I think greenwashing, it comes down to what the brands are saying. So
sure.
Something like a take back program, is it closing the loop or versus like extending the life of this garment? So where is that intervention taking place? So like this is an example of a business practice that actually is extending the life of a garment. It maybe does very little to address social and environmental sustainability challenges of the industry at early stages of supply chains. And if they're trying to say that by like reselling an item, you're going to improve working conditions, then it is greenwashing. But for someone like Reworn, they talk about that they're trying to extend the life of. And so I think that is transparent, and that is what they're trying to do. What other businesses are trying to do with these programs. And the profit question is an interesting one as well, because sure, it is a way to increase their bottom line and profit twice off of an item. But it's also it's a new revenue stream that is not reliant on the creation of new garments. And that is a really good thing because as we know, the industry is just producing more and more and more, and that's not sustainable.
Sure. Okay. I like that take on it. So why should an already environmentally concerned consumer allow a company to profit off an item at least twice rather than give it to a charity or organization like Vinnie's who could repurpose it?
It's a really good question. I think the charitable sector plays a hugely important role in diverting textile waste from landfill, but they're also being inundated with more and more. It's this paradox where we have these fashion brands making unbelievable profits with really no responsibility for what happens to them at end of life. And we're putting it on municipalities, on like your local councils to try and manage and divert waste from landfill. And then we're giving it to the charitable sector. And the charitable sector has really stepped up in terms of a lot of the recycling initiatives and the infrastructure that they've developed. But that wasn't their purpose. You know, these are often, there's broader social missions that they're trying to achieve. So we really need to think about like, where does that responsibility lie? And the brands themselves do have a really big responsibility in terms of managing the products that they're putting on the market at end of life.
Absolutely. And sort of just on that, if the goal for companies like the Assembly Label is to end up recycling them at the end and sort of reselling them, are they more likely to be making pieces at a manufacturer level that would be more likely to last?
I would hope so. I think it's important, I guess, also to keep in mind, and Assembly Label is saying they're doing both, that they are doing the resale for items that they think they can put back on the market. And then they also have that recycling service for a garment that can't be resold. But I do think it's this broader idea of, if I'm a fashion brand and I know that I have to take responsibility for that item at end of life, I'm going to think very differently about what's gone into that item. And actually, in Australia right now, there's a development of a national product stewardship scheme for clothing textiles, which is actually going to do just that. It's going to put a levy on garments that go on to the market to help encourage this kind of circular thinking, help build a recycling infrastructure for clothing textiles. Because right now, brands don't have a lot of responsibility for what they're putting on the market. So hopefully that will lead to more circular thinking, higher quality inputs, even things in terms of the design, designing for like longer hems that can be taken out, that kind of thing. So it's a garment that we can have for much longer as well. And then also thinking about designs that are more classic, have more longevity. They're not so trendy. So that it's actually a style that can be worn season over season.
Yeah, I guess that also requires a society that's willing to alter their clothing as well, whether or not it's secondhand or first wear. I think that's a really interesting idea. I've never actually thought of that before. Awesome. And so closing the circle of fast fashion is obviously really important, but is this the way to do it?
I think it's one way to do it. For something like fast fashion, we have to kind of take that kind of like broader perspective of, we just can't be focusing on end of life, as we were talking about before. It's about, what are the material inputs that are going into the clothes? How is it being made? Making sure that the high quality for not only the garment quality, but like for the people who are making our clothes. Like it's a completely different mindset than what we kind of currently have, where we're just kind of consuming without really, we're not paying the true cost of those garments. And we've seen kind of the mess that's kind of put us in with the fashion industry the way it is currently.
That was Dr. Taylor Bridges, a research principal at the Institute for Sustainable Futures, chatting with me about how the fashion industry is starting to become more environmentally minded and taking responsibility for their garments at end of life.